我哋好感謝主，弟兄帶領我哋頭先唱嗰首嘅詩歌。
We thank the Lord for the hymn that our brother had led us through this morning。
嗰只詩歌話，主耶穌係一個 serving king， 係一個服侍嘅王。
The hymn tells us that our Lord is a servant king。
其實如果你諗下一個王就係一個王啊，點樣？会是一个仆人呢？
If we think about it, you know, a king, royalty is a king, a royalty. So how could he also be a servant?
好像两样东西都不配的，是吧？
It seems that there's a disconnect.
但是呢，我们的主，他就是一个来服侍的王。
But our Lord is the king who came to serve.
当然他是服侍人群。
Yes, he did serve man.
但是在他的心里面，他在那里服侍神自己。
But in his heart, he really was serving God.
是服侍神的旨意。
He was bringing forth the will of God.
他要照着神的意思来到行。
And he walked according to God's purpose.
因为神是爱我们。
God loves us.
要拯救我们。
He saves us.
所以他就按照照住神呢一个嘅吩咐，呢一个心意，佢嚟地上边舍己拯救我哋。
So our Lord, based on this particular principle, based on this particular desire of God the Father, He descended upon this earth to give of Himself as a sacrifice to save us.
佢本来系神嘅儿子。
He was the Son of God.
佢系王。
He was a king.
但佢所作嘅。
But what he did
是一个服侍人，是一个舍己的，这样样的来到叫人得益处的，这样的目的。
What he carried out was this purpose of becoming a servant, with that desire and a heart to serve.
我今朝早要同弟兄姊妹要再交通一个另外同埋一个嘅信息。
This morning, we wanted to spend time on a message.
就是耶稣在地上面行的一个另外一个神迹。
In regards to another miracle that Jesus performed on earth.
为什么说另外一个神迹呢？
Why did we entitle this another miracle?
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得我们讲了耶稣基督在地上面行神迹，讲了很多次。
If brothers and sisters may recall, we have already spent quite a few weeks on the different miracles that the Lord had performed.
他在所有的很多的神迹当中，他另外行了一个。
And so this morning, we're going to spend time on another miracle that he performed.
这个神迹记载在马可福音第六章第三十节到四十四节。
This is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 44.
虽然麻麻长，但是我们都要来读一读。
It's somewhat lengthy, but let's read it together.
听我读。
Please listen as I read.
第六章三十节，马可福音，使徒聚集在到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。他就说：你们来。同我暗暗地到旷野地去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。他们就坐船暗暗地往旷野地去。众人看见他们去，有许多人认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。天已经晚了，门徒进前来说：这是野地，天已经晚了，请叫众人散开。他们好往四面村乡村去自己买什么吃。耶稣回答说：你们给他们吃吧。门徒说：我们可以去买20两银子的钱给他们吃吗？耶稣说：你们有多少饼可以去看看？他们知道了就说：5个饼2条鱼。 耶稣吩咐他们叫众人一帮一帮地坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排地坐下，有一百一排的，有五十一排的。耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，擘开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了。门徒就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子，吃饼的男人共有五千。
So reading from verse 30, Mark chapter 6, verse 30, and the apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. And they went away in a boat to a lonely place by themselves. And the people saw them going, and many recognized them, and they ran there together on foot from all the cities and got there ahead of them. And when he went ashore, he saw a great multitude, and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it was already quite late, his disciples came up to him and began saying, the place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go, look. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them all to recline by groups on the green grass. And they reclined in companies of hundreds and of fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. And there were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. Let's come together in prayer.
主啊，我们多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们又来到你的面前。
That you permit once again our presence before you.
让我们读完你的话。
Lord, we have read your words.
主啊，我们就知道你昔日是如何的来行这个神迹。
And we see how you have conducted this miracle.
主啊，你给我们里面被开启。
Lord, we do ask, know that you open our hearts.
主啊，见到我们见到，让我们见到主你自己那个的丰富。
And for us to see the abundance that lies in our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，你是我们所羡慕的。
You are our desire.
你亦是我们今天要追求的。
And you are our pursuit.
求主你将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
We ask that you grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真认识你。
That we might truly know you.
主啊，我们将今朝早上这段时间都交在你的手中。
We commit this morning's time back into your hands.
愿你显明你自己的同在。
May you evidently show your presence here.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 这个的神迹是非常非常之出名的。
Now this is a very famous event, this particular miracle.
这个就是我们常常听到的五饼二鱼的神迹。
We oftentimes will hear of this referred to as the miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish.
这个非常的闻名。
Now, this is a very famous.
连世界不信的人呢都知道这个故事的。
To the point that even in the world, the secular world, it is well known.
我去香港的时候发觉到在香港有一间餐厅呢又叫做五饼二鱼。
When I was in Hong Kong, there actually was a restaurant that was named 5 loaves and 2 fish.
咁喺湾区呢度呢亦都有一间餐馆喎，又叫做五饼二鱼啊，知唔知啊
？And did you also know that in the Bay Area there was also another company or restaurant that's called that's named 5 loaves and 2 fish？
我唔知道呢啲餐馆嘅老板咧系咪基督徒
？Now I don't know whether the owners of these restaurants are Christians or not。
但系咧，即系话呢个五饼二鱼呢件事情系中外都好闻名嘅，人都知嘅。
But five loaves and two fish. This is very commonly known in the world today.
但在圣经里面告诉我们,
but in the Bible, it records it for us not as just a common event.
不是只是一个名称,
it's not just a renown to know by name.
而是一个神迹,
but it is listed as a miracle.
是主耶稣当日在, 加利利那个地方所行的一个神迹,
it is a miracle that our Lord Jesus performed in the land of Galilee.
弟兄姐妹, 还记不记得神迹的目的是什么?
Brothers and sisters, do you remember the purpose for miracles?
记不记得? 我们讲了很多次了。
We have stated it many times.
不过我还要复习一下,
but I wanted to review it.
神迹是什么意思? What's
the purpose of the miracle?
为什么会有耶稣要行这个神迹?
Why does the Lord perform miracles?
他就说, 要叫我们信耶稣,
it is so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ.
并且他是神的儿子,
the Son of God.
叫我们因他的名得着生命,
and that by his name that we might gain life.
信耶稣就是那个基督,
believing in Jesus that he is the Christ.
因为是他去成就了神永远的旨意,
because it is he who has established and fulfilled the eternal will of God. It is also he who was resurrected from the dead. And he was the one who was the propitiation, the anointed.
就是旧约里面讲的尼赛亚,
he was the one who was designated even in the Old Testament time as the Messiah. He was the Son of God. He was the God himself. He was God incarnate. So therefore we rely on him, and therefore we will have life. So this morning, as we spend time on the miracle of the five loaves and two fish,
除了好像这个圣经就有个标题就说喂饱了5,000人,
aside from what the Bible records for us, that it fed 5,000 men.
但是我要在这个喂饱了5,000多人的这件事情之前,
but before we get to the ending,
我要跟弟兄姊妹交通到关于这个神迹的一个正确的意思,
but I want to talk share specifically on this particular miracle and the essence of this specific miracle.
因为喂饱了5,000多的人, 这个是一个事实来的,
well, it's a fact that the miracle, once performed, it fed 5,000 men.
但是主在这个神迹里面, 究竟要我们学习什么功课呢?
But what is the lesson that the Lord desires for us to learn through this miracle?
我可以总结这样讲, 有三点,
so I can concisely or conclude that there are three specific points.
第一点就是我们从这个神迹里面去认识主耶稣, 并且认识主更深,
the first point is that we, so that we might know our Lord and to know our Lord in a deeper level.
第二点就是因着这件事情, 我们看见他复活的大能,
and number two is that through this particular event, we will see his resurrection power.
然后第三点, 我们因着这个神迹, 我们怎样操练我们自己作为一个仆人。
And then number three is that through this particular miracle and understanding it, how we can strive to be a servant of God.
刚才我们只是在马可福音那里读到这个,
now the passage we read was recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
弟兄姊妹,你知不知道这个神迹在其他的福音书里面也有记载的?
But it is also recorded in other Gospels as well.
记不记得在哪些圣经?
Brothers and sisters, know where the other references are found?
其实呢,四本的福音书都记载这件神迹。
In fact, all four Gospels record this particular miracle.
而且呢, 圣经里面,
And in actuality, this is the only miracle that has been recorded in all four Gospels. So why is it that this is the only gospel, a miracle that's recorded in all four Gospels?
原来神在神的眼里面,在这个神迹有非常的特色。
Because there is a uniqueness to this particular miracle.
如果只是用一个角度来看,或者用一个福音书去记载, 好像包含不完那么多的意义在里面。
If we only can see it from one perspective, that means seeing it from only one gospel message, then it is insufficient to see the totality of this particular miracle.
所以呢,神就用四本福音书,因为从四个不同的角度来看这件事情。
That's why God utilized four different gospels looking at the same event from four different perspectives in order to give us a better idea.
不过无论从哪一个角度来看,
but no matter which perspective that one would look at this,
或者从无论哪一个角度去认识这位主耶稣,
in other words, no matter which perspective you take to try to know the Lord more,
都是有我们要学习的地方。
It serves to reason that there is something there for us to learn.
不过从认识主更深这个题目的底下,
but under the title of knowing the Lord in a deeper way,
我们首先很突出的在这件事情上面我们看见我们的主耶稣是一位怜悯人,
we see first and foremost that our Lord was someone who had compassion for man. We see that there is this trait of our Lord of compassion. And this compassion for mankind cannot be found anywhere else in the world. It is not found in man himself. We can only see this type of compassion from the Lord himself. Because he is, our Lord is a God who has compassion for man. He himself is compassion. If we read in the Gospel of Matthew,
那里也是这样记载,耶稣出来的时候,就见到许多人就怜悯他们,
it records for us that when the Lord came ashore, he saw a large crowd of people and he felt compassion for them.
刚才我们读过马可福音,又是说耶稣出来的时候见到许多人就怜悯他们,因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般,于是开口教训他们很多道理。
And in the passage that we just read in Mark, it tells us that when the Lord went ashore and saw the crowd, he felt compassion for them. Because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and so he began to teach them many things.
Compassion.
So this this character of the Lord, this mercy and compassion.
那怜悯是什么呢?
What is this? What is this trait?
怜悯是什么?
What is mercy?
我们可以解释因为有同情心?
Can we say that we empathize with someone and so therefore we would have mercy? We are merciful.
你说我们, or compassionate. 我们都有同情心的,我们不是那么黑心的人。
We can say, yeah, you know, in different areas we can sympathize or empathize with someone.
我看到有些人的环境不好,或者看到有些需要帮助的,我们 都会去施舍的,
and so we're more than we would take the time to be selfless when we see that there was a need to fill. We would go forth and fill that need, and so therefore we can say that we're compassionate or that we have mercy.
不过我们不能够不承认的一点就是说我们有的同情心只不过是很有限的。
But we cannot deny the fact that there is a very limit, there's a limit to our compassion.
我唔知道，由南邊嚟嘅弟兄姊妹，你有時時時落駛車嚟，你落個freeway嗰陣時候，嗰度咪有個紅綠燈嘅，叫你停一停嘅，係嘛？
So, brothers and sisters, who are coming from the south, oftentimes we encounter the metering lights now.
咁你停一停嘅時候，你有時會見到有啲人要嚟攞錢㗎，知唔知啊？
When you stop at those particular places, oftentimes there is someone there asking for money.
啊，佢哋又冇叫你出聲，佢係對咗個牌， God bless， 我又冇工作，又需要食嘢咁嘅。
They might not actively come up to you or speak to you, but they'll hold a sign and it could say, God bless you, I'm out of work, money needed.
有冇見過啊？
Have we seen those individuals?
有噶，咁啊，你見到呢啲人，見到呢啲咁有需要嘅人，我哋話佢喺嗰度乞食啦，但係你有冇俾佢乞過咧？
So we see panhandlers in many places, but have you ever given to the panhandlers?
有冇啊？
Have you?
你話有㗎，時時都有。
Said yes, I do.
係咪每一次都？ 你停槍都俾啊?
Does that mean that every time you encounter a panhandler, you're sure to give them some money?
啊，但係弟兄姊妹，即使我哋每一次都施捨，
So let's say that you do that. You are selfless in that regard.
都唔能夠代表你係有同情心嘅。
But it doesn't signify that you are compassionate.
因為好多時候我哋都係睇嗰個環境同埋嗰個對象係乜嘢。
Because oftentimes our compassion depends on the circumstances and on the recipient.
啊，你見到一個導遊，咁你又會諗，再諗下，好唔好俾佢咧？咁，但係如果你見到個細路哥，你就好自然要俾咗佢啦嚇。
So if we see a drug addict, you would think twice. You think, should I give him any money? Or if you see a child who's panhandling, you might consider it differently.
弟兄姊妹，我 對呢啲人咧，我曾經俾過錢，又俾過嘢佢哋食。
I've given money, I've given food.
但係我要承認，我唔係每一次都俾。
But I have to confess, I don't do that each and every time.
啊，真係有時會就係諗下，長貧難顧啊。
We think that I can't really help them in the long run.
而且咧，每一次都好似唔同人。And
it seems like there is a different panhandler every single day.
你知唔知我哋嘅同情心係咪有限制嘅？So
our compassion is really limited.
係我哋嘅所謂嘅憐憫，亦都係有 limit 嘅，有限制嘅。
There's a limit to how much mercy we would extend.
咁真正嘅憐憫又係點樣而嚟嘅呢？So
then, what is true compassion or what is true mercy?
喺雅各書第三章十七節嗰度就話俾我哋聽，憐憫係從上頭嚟嘅。But
in James, the epistle of James, it tells us that true compassion comes from above.
換句話，真正嘅憐憫係屬天嘅。That
means true compassion can only be from the heavenly.
係從神嗰度嚟嘅一個性情。It
can only originate from God.
喺主耶穌基督嘅身上邊就有呢一個嘅憐憫嘅性情。And
there is that compassion that exists in Jesus Christ.
因為佢自己就係憐憫。Because
he himself was compassionate.
因此弟兄姊妹，憐憫唔係一個招牌嚟嘅。So
again, this mercy or compassion is not merely just designation, or it's just a label.
係label，唔係一個口號嚟嘅。It's
not just a model.
口號係一個slogan。啊，哇！我哋一齊去憐憫，我哋一齊去做呢樣，去做嗰樣，咁然後咧，我哋就大有憐憫啦。咁樣絕對唔係。So
somehow that we rile up everyone, and then we go forth into in unison somehow to do this task or do that type of social work. then that's a show forth, a showing forth of compassion or mercy.
亦都唔係因為我哋讀多幾次聖經或者上多幾次堂， 我們就有,
nor is this something that you're able to gain by going through classes to teach you this or to go through certain events to earn it. This is a characteristic of the Son of God.
是一个态度,
this is an attitude.
是他的一个行动,
of God. This is how he carries out himself, his work.
我们的主的怜悯,
our Lord's mercy.
不是看对方, 配不配,
does not first determine whether someone is worth the compassion or mercy.
不是看哪一个情况的底下,
nor does it, is it determined by the circumstances.
这是他的性情,
this is his character.
这是他的属天的一个性情,
this is a heavenly character.
马太福音第九章那里说，我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩一下。我来本来不是召义人，乃是召罪人。So
in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, it points us that the Lord is speaking, and he's saying that go and learn what it means that I desire compassion and not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance.
这个是主自己,
this is the Lord himself.
讲明了一件事情, 他对我们的怜悯不是因为呢, 我们做过什么事情。
This particular understanding delineates the fact that he has mercy for us, but is not based on what we have done or accomplished.
好像你说,不是说因为我们懂得去献祭,
so here's more specifically, it's not because we've learned what or how to offer as a sacrifice.
或者说我们,他不是看我们是从罪人变成义人之后,那他就怜悯我们。
He is not awaiting a time when we have changed from being a sinner to being one who is righteous, and then he would extend to us mercy. No.
Nope.
But in and of himself, he extends that mercy to us from the very beginning.
因为他本身就是这样,以至到呢,他活出来,他的行动,他所给过我们的,是满有了怜悯。
Because that is who he is, and so therefore the actions that he takes is consistent with who he is, and he grants to us the mercy.
主耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻,
the Lord had given this parable, or given this comparison.
他说有一个人呢,
and the parable says that one person, a person owed another, owed a master 10,000 talents.
Yeah.
But that servant was unable to repay the debt.
圣经说,即使他将那个老婆子女都卖了,都不够来还的。
And the Bible records that even if that individual was to be sold as a slave, and his wife was sold as a slave, and his children were sold, and to get the money back, it would still not be, it would not be enough to pay off the debt.
但是当他在哀求这个主人宽恕的时候,
but when this particular servant pleaded with the master for leniency,
主人就动了怜悯的心,放了他,免了他的债,
the master had compassion for this servant, and so therefore he released him from his debt.
但当这个人呢,行到出门口的时候,
but when this servant went out from the master and he went down the street,
他就碰见一个同伴,
he met a cohort.
这个同伴呢, 就欠了他十两银子,
he met another slave, a fellow slave, who owed him 10 denarii.
于是呢, 他就要这个同伴还钱。
And so this first servant wanted his fellow servant to repay the debt that that fellow servant owed him.
不肯放过他，他就捏住他的喉咙。
In fact, he started choking him, so that asking him for his to repay.
一定要他还,
to repay the debt.
咁当然同伴就系苦苦哀求。
The fellow servant then started to plead for leniency.
你估佢有冇放过佢呢？
So what do you think? Do you think that the first servant then released this fellow servant from his debt?
他没放过他。
He did not.
不单止这样，还将他收监。
Not only did he not release him from his debt, he made sure that the second servant was sent to prison.
这个主人后来听见了之后，就要来办他了。
And so when finally word came back to the master then sought out this first servant.
亦都将他收监。
And also then jailed, imprisoned him.
然后主人就说你这个恶的奴才。
And he admonished him as being a merciless and wicked servant.
你欠我1,000,000的银子。
You owe me 10,000 talents.
你求我，我就免了你的债。
You pleaded with me, and I released you from your debt.
但如今有人欠你十两一,
but someone now owed you 10 denarii.
咁你又咁恶死啊！
And now you acted so wickedly.
最后呢个主人话：难道你唔应该怜悯你嘅同伴，好似我怜悯你一样吗？
And the master asked him, "Should you not have been lenient and release your fellow servant from the debt, just as I had?" And lenient and release you from your debt?
弟兄姊妹，点解呢个主人可以咁样宽容呢个仆人，而呢个仆人唔可以宽容佢个朋友呢？
So why is it that that master was able to have mercy upon this servant, and yet that servant could not extend the mercy to his fellow servant?
所以唔系外边，因为主人有钱，我冇钱，唔系呢个问题。
It's not because, oh, the master had money, so therefore it didn't matter, and the servant didn't have was poor, and so that mattered more to him.
弟兄姊妹，你睇见呢个系因为主人有怜悯嘅心肠。
No, it's because mercy was inherent in the master himself.
而呢个仆人佢冇一个怜悯嘅心肠。
And the servant, the first servant, had no mercy.
睇见嘛，弟兄姊妹，呢个系生命嘅问题啊。
This has to do with life.
有基督嘅生命，又愿意活喺基督嘅生命里边嘅人，怜悯就喺佢嘅心里边。If
you have the life of Christ in you, and you're willing to live out that life of Christ, then you will be able to extend mercy. You will have mercy.
从呢一章嘅圣经嘅里边，从呢一个神迹嘅里头。From
this particular passage, from this particular miracle,
我哋充分咁样睇见，我哋嘅主系有怜悯嘅。We
see very evidently that our Lord is a God of mercy.
所以当佢出嚟见到呢啲人嘅时候，
and so therefore when he came ashore and saw the multitude,
佢就怜悯佢哋。
He had compassion for them.
医好佢哋嘅病人。
And he healed them of all their illness, sicknesses.
佢就怜悯佢哋。
And he had mercy upon them.
因为佢哋好似羊冇牧人一般。
For they were to him like sheep without a shepherd.
并且教训佢哋好多嘅道理。
But not only that, but he also extended himself to teach them many things.
喺主嘅眼中。
In the Lord's eyes.
并不是说因为他是有病,
it's not because this individual has the illness.
所以主啊，就会施怜悯。
And so therefore, the Lord will have compassion on him.
而是因为主有一个怜悯的心，所以他医治他们中间的病人。
But it is because first the Lord had mercy. And so therefore, when he encountered the individual with sickness, it was extended out to the person who was ill.
还有就是说，这个我们的主看见这一帮人在他面前的时候，是好像一群的羊，没有牧人带领他一样。
And it describes for us that for the Lord, he saw this group of this crowd and saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
什么叫做如羊没有牧人一般呢？
What does that mean, a sheep without a shepherd?
主耶稣看见在他们 呢班人嘅中間，佢哋嘅人生、佢哋嘅生命係冇指望嘅、冇方向嘅、冇目的嘅，同埋冇前途。
For the Lord, when He looked upon the crowds and the individuals, He saw that there, for any individual there, there He had no future. He had that they had no hope. That they had no way forward.
佢哋嘅生命，佢哋嘅人生係冇目的嘅。
That there was no purpose to their lives.
香港而家流行一句好一句嘅説話，好多人都講嘅。
There's a common colloquialism for individuals in from Hong Kong.
我唔知道弟兄姊妹有冇留意喺度。
I'm not quite sure if brothers and sisters have taken note of it.
好多人都喺嗰度講，無論喺電視上邊啊，喺播音啊，喺平時人嘅傾偈啊，都講呢句説話。
It's broadcast on the airwaves. It's spoken of amongst the crowds.
佢又話：我哋要活在當下。
And the saying is that we're living for today.
要珍惜眼前人。
That we need to seize the moment.
有冇聽過呢啲説話？其實呢句嘅説話咧，係點解咧
？So what is the reason why this has been so become popular thought？
話雖然或者我哋冇聽過咁樣講，但係個意思咧，即係話今朝有酒今朝醉。
So even though we might not have put too much thought into it or thought about this, today has its own worries.
Yeah. 就明日受來就明日當。
Whatever will come, tomorrow will come.
即係話你前邊點樣樣啊？你唔好理啦。
So it doesn't really. You don't have to be concerned about what will happen tomorrow.
只係顧住今日就好啦。
Be concerned about today.
咁啊，其實嗰啲和尚都係咁講啦嚇，當一日做一日和尚，就敲一日鐘咁樣嘅心態啦。
And that's the philosophy of Buddhism, that you just deal with whatever you need to deal with today.
好似喺呢啲人嘅心裏邊係冇明天。
For them, for individuals, it seems like there is no tomorrow.
因為今天明天係咩事，我哋都唔知啦。
Because we have no idea what will happen tomorrow.
我亦都唔好懷抱過去啊。
And we should not carry our worries over.
因為過去嘅啲經歷總係叫人感覺到痛苦。
We should not be concerned about what's in the past, because the past is merely instance of pain for people.
所以呢，唔好啊，你都眯埋眼就算啦，你唔好睇前又唔好睇後，只係睇今天。
So the philosophy is that it's fine. Just close your eyes. Just live for the day, for the moment. Don't worry about what's come and don't worry about what has passed.
我哋要活在當下咁。
To live for the day.
究竟呢個係咩意思呢
？So what is actually the meaning of this？
弟兄姊妹，呢個係非常消極嘅一個態度。
This is an extremely passive philosophy or outlook. It's actually to be pitied.
如果人冇前途，呢個係好可憐。
It is pitiful if there is no future for man.
好似聖經呢度講話，依羊冇人帶佢哋，亂衝亂撞，結果傷亡慘重。
It's just like here. It says, like sheep without without a shepherd, no one is to guide them. They wander off and wander off into oblivion.
當主耶穌出去嘅時候
，When the Lord went out，
見到呢一班嘅人
，and saw this crowd。
主耶穌睇見嘅唔係邊一個人個樣點樣樣高大肥瘦，唔係，係睇到佢哋喺佢哋嘅生命嘅裏邊係冇希望冇前途。
What impacted the Lord was not what the crowd looked like, how tall, how big, how small, whatever the appearance was. But what concerned the Lord was that this group of individuals did not have a future.
今天我们在神的面前, 我们说,当然不是啦,我们有主嘛, 有基督耶稣。
Today, when we are talking about this subject, we say, well, that's not us, because we already have the Lord in our lives.
但是我们是不是中间有很多的病呢?
But are there many illnesses in,
啊,很多,
amongst us?
很多不是说这个肉体的病是灵里面的软弱。
Not to mention the physical illnesses that we might have, but spiritual sickness.
弟兄姊妹,我们要承认,我们真的有很多很多的事情不妥当。
We have to be honest and say that there are many things that are not quite right.
很多时候我们的生活就是好像没目的的一样。
And oftentimes, we live in this world as if there is no tomorrow.
只是活在今朝,但是就没有思想到去将来。
We just want to survive today, never thinking about how what we will do in the future.
来到主面前的人就是很多了。
Yes, there are many who crowds in to see the Lord.
这里说到有男人有5,000,加上女人、小孩,起码有10,000人。
In the miracle that we recounted, it says specifically there were 5,000 men. But if you add the women and the children, the numbers will exceed that.
哇,这么多人来听到。
So many individuals seeking to hear the word, the teaching of Jesus Christ.
哇,他们是不是 岂不是他们有个心去追求吗?
So wouldn't that indicate that this group of individuals
怎么,
had a heart to pursue?
你看到这么多人的时候,怎么会说他们没有一个机会,没有意义的心呢?
So if you see this group of people, how could you say that they do not have a thirst or yearning?
他们是长途跋涉这样来的。
They came from afar. And in fact, they had to pay a price in order to be there.
哇,刚才我们说到,他们走到来啊,
it says that they ran. In the recording that in the passage we read, it says they ran.
走到去那里,主耶稣都没到。
That they knew where he was going, they ran there, and they arrived before Jesus arrived.
我们呢,9点钟聚会呢,但是呢, 9:01, 9:02才到的,
Every Sunday, for us, we start our worship at 9 o'clock, and quite often we won't get everyone here until
9:05, 9:10.
But there were 10,000 people at that particular instance. They were all seated there waiting for the Lord to arrive.
哇,他们根本是真的有一个追求的心。
We can say they have a heart to pursue.
圣经是这样记载,
well, that is true. That's what the Bible records.
但在他们里面,
but
他们不是这样,
that is not the reality in their hearts.
他们虽然到耶稣的面前,
although they presented themselves before Jesus Christ,
但他们是一帮不够认识神的人,
but they were a group of individuals that did not know God sufficiently.
对主是不尊重的,
they did not revere the Lord himself.
你看我们要看前面一些的圣经,或者看马太福音,
if we read what the text that is to come within Matthew,
当我们的主还在他家乡的时候,
while the Lord was still in his hometown,
那些人是不尊重他的,
they did not revere or respect him.
他就说,这个是斗木佬的儿子嘛,
they looked at him and said, isn't that just a carpenter's son?
他妈是玛利亚嘛, 什么不懂的?
Isn't his mother Mary? We know Mary.
他的弟弟就是雅各、约西、西门、犹大。
We know his brothers, who was James and Simon and Judas.
我们认识他的妹妹,他的妹妹都是 我看着他大的。
And we know his sisters too. We've seen his sisters grow up.
然后他们就说,他有什么叻叻,他怎么懂这些这么多东西啊,讲道理,他又没有读过大学又成。
What makes him so special? What would give him this gift? Where did he get this gift of being able to teach?
圣经有一句说话,他就说,他们就厌弃他,不信他。
And the Bible records for us to say that they did not believe in him, that they despised him.
弟兄姊妹, 当时的人对我们的主,他的态度就是这样。
This was the true attitude that most individuals had for Jesus Christ.
后来呢,当他们一路听耶稣讲说话的时候,
later, as they sat and listened to the teachings of Jesus Christ,
我们看一下,约翰福音第六章,他就说, 他的门徒当中有很多人听了主的话,就说,哇,这么难听啊。
In the Gospel of John, it tells us that even amongst his disciples, after they had heard the teaching from Jesus, they said to one another, it's such a difficult thing to accept. How can anyone understand it?
都不明白,这么难,叫我们怎么接受啊?
So this is such a difficult statement. Who can accept it?
弟兄姊妹,你有没有听过,在我们今天都有人说, 讲国语,不如说听,讲英文嘛?
Some people say, they're speaking Mandarin, I don't understand, they should speak English.
讲中文,我都不知道你说什么,我不来了。
I don't want to attend that particular worship, they're not speaking English.
我们听过了,是吗?
We've heard these thoughts before.
圣经又记载说, 从此他的门徒中间又多有退去的,不再和他同行。
And in the Bible, it records for us that there were many of his disciples who no longer followed him and departed from him.
最后还有那个犹大,他出卖了耶稣,要他钉十字架。And
then ultimately, there was Judas Iscariot, who then betrayed our Lord and sold him out for silver.
我唔敢保证话，当日钉耶稣嘅时候，喺下边喺度嘈生晒嗰啲人，亦都系今日喺呢度得喂饱嘅嗰几千人嘅当中有人咁样。We
can't be sure, but is it possible that even on that day when the Lord was crucified and there was the crowd there who was urging the crucifixion on, that it included individuals who might have benefited by being fed amongst the 5,000 men here?
哇,你说这帮人,几个无良心啊?
You think, how unconscionable.
那你说,弟兄姊妹,你说,这帮人值不值得可怜啊?
So do you think that if that was the case, that this group of individuals should deserve mercy?
主耶稣在他们当中的时候,他们没有尊重到主。
When the Lord was in their midst, they did not respect him.
当主耶稣教训他们的时候,他们不接受他们的话。When
the Lord taught them, they did not accept the teaching.
从最后还要钉耶稣上十字架。And
then ultimately, they were amongst those who cried for his crucifixion.
弟兄姊妹,如果给你,你说这帮人值不值得可怜,值不值得去怜悯,怜恤他们。
So if you were the jury, does this group of individuals deserve mercy? Does this group of individuals deserve compassion from the Lord?
当然有人摇头啦,这帮人见异思迁的。 See one thing and it means
So some of us are shaking our heads. So they see one thing and they do something else.
见利忘义的。 They
only see what's beneficial to them.
啊,当然这个你不用翻了,吃碗面翻碗底啊,这帮人。是这样的一帮人啊。So
this is the type of people that are here.
但是圣经说,他出来的时候就怎么样啊?
But what does it record? When it described Jesus Christ,
当主耶稣出来的时候,
when the Lord appeared, he felt compassion for them.
当他见到这么多的人的时候,
when he saw the crowds, he had compassion.
听姐妹你要看见,
brothers and sisters, this is how endearing our Lord is.
这个就是证明
And this is what tells us specifically about the mercy of the Lord.
而我们摇头说这帮人抵死不值得的就是因为我们里面没有怜悯。
We shake our heads and say, no, this group of people does not deserve, is not deserving of mercy.
但是,
and that's because we have no mercy in
因为,
us.
但是我们的主,他是怜悯的, 所以见到他们的时候,
Lord,
这帮人的时候, 他虽然好像羊毛牧人一般,但是他仍然的怜悯他们。
But our Lord had mercy, is mercy. And so therefore, when he looks upon this group of individuals, he sees them as sheep without a shepherd, and so therefore he felt compassion for them.
所以还有就是说,主不是只是觉得他们需要怜悯,主实在的用行动来讲出来他那个怜悯,就是医治他们,教训他们很多的道理。
And the follow-up lesson is that not only did our Lord felt compassion for them, but he worked out or in action, he put it into action, and so therefore, not only did he only feel that they were they needed compassion, but he then healed their illness and he taught them what was needed to be taught.
今天我们很容易地读了出来,主耶稣见到他们就怜悯他们。
So it's very easy for us to gloss over the recording. Oh. It just says that he felt compassion for them and he healed them.
他就医治了他们的病了,就教训他们了。He
healed them of their sickness and taught them many things.
但是当日主是教训不是一个钟,是整日的。But
when the Lord taught them, it wasn't for an hour. It was throughout the whole day.
由早到晚,讲到天黑。From
dawn to dusk, into the evening.
那你说,耶稣都讲惯了,有什么所谓啊?
They said, well, Jesus, you know, he's a good teacher. He's used to that.
但是你记不记得主耶稣那时候是在什么情况下呢?
But brothers and sisters, do you remember who he was at that time?
如果我们看马可福音第六章,那时候主耶稣刚刚是用整夜的祈祷去拣选了12个门徒。
If you recall, at that particular point, just before this miracle was recorded, the Lord has spent a night in prayer, in total, in consecrated prayer to choose his disciples. He has sent forth his disciples two by two to go spread the news. And at that time, it was when the disciples all returned and was reporting to him all that they had taught and all that they had done.
还有带着一个坏的消息,就是说约翰被那个希律杀了。
And not only that, but they also brought a bad news that John the Baptist was beheaded by King Herod.
你记得那时候他是由加利利海那边去到海的那边,又在海的那边回来。
And so at that time he was in the land of Galilee, in the land of Galilee, and he went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and then he had to return.
圣经没有提到有多累,但是我们知道主那时候非常非常的疲倦。
Now, the Bible never once records for us his physical weariness. But we can imagine just based putting together all the events that preceded this particular miracle.
去到一个地步,他自己就说,我们去旷野那里, 歇一歇,去休息一下。
Even to the point where the Lord himself told his disciples, let us go to a secret place or a deserted place so that we might be able to rest.
你知道我们的主从来都没有请过一天假的。
You know, our Lord never called in sick.
也没有vacation的,
and there's no vacation time for him.
但是在这个时候,他说,我们要休息一阵。
But here, the Bible records and says, the Lord suggested that they go to a remote part to rest.
说明一件什么事情?
What does it tell you?
在那个时候,他真是身心疲累的时候。
That it was a time he was physically spent.
如果你不累, 你叫你睡下床都很难啊,
even if you were not tired and someone told you, go lie down in bed and sleep, it will be very difficult to fall asleep.
主今天自己亲口的话,我们要去那里歇一歇。
But the Lord verbally stated himself, let us go to a remote part to rest.
啊, 我们, you know, they were thinking, wow, Ji Gong said, let's take a break.
So if you were the disciples and you heard that from him, he said, the Lord says, let's take a break. You say, oh, great. This is certainly out of the ordinary. So it tells you, it paints the picture for us of who he was at that time, that he was weary in spirit and drained physically. And yet, when he encountered the crowd, that he still had the compassion for them. And so he then went forth and healed them of the sickness and taught them more. That he our Lord expended himself to the utmost, to the very last drop, in order to bring individuals before God.
主, 我们的主就是这样的, 在他们当中来做服事,
and,
从早到晚,
and this is how the Lord served man as he lived among them, from dawn to dusk.
直到那些门徒都顶不住了,
even to a point where the disciples themselves were beyond
要求主啊, 主啊,
understanding.
主啊,你已经讲了这么久,投下了,不如散会吧。
It was the disciples who then approached him and said, Lord, you've been speaking such a long time, it's already getting dark. Can we just let these people go?
而且呢,你听见,每个人的肚子在打鼓,
and you can hear every person's stomach growling.
我们都很肚子饿了,
we're all hungry.
我们又累了,
we're all tired.
不如我们休息了,
let's rest.
不如散会了,
let's disperse the crowd.
在这样的情况下,
so it was under this circumstance.
但是我们的主仍然去向人施怜悯,
we see the Bible records exactly the reaction of the Lord. He had compassion for the people.
所以那个怜悯不是说因为这帮人值得去同情,
so again, the compassion was not based on the fact that this crowd was worthy of compassion.
怜悯也不是说因为我有这个怜悯的能力,
the mercy did not come because I was capable of dispensing mercy.
这个是主耶稣基督的性情,
no, this was the nature of Jesus. This was something that he could not withhold.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is our Lord.
刚才唱那首诗歌说,
just as our hymn earlier stated for us, he is the king.
但为什么成为,
but how is it that he's a servant?
是做一些,
why would he do things that are consistent with serving others?
这主啊,
but this is why our Lord is endearing. Because that is his nature. This is his life.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, for us, aside from just talking about how compassionate and how merciful our Lord is, we need to turn it around and ask ourselves the question, do we have this unique nature of the Lord's life in us?
你说有多少啊?
If you say yes, then the follow-up question is, how much exists there?
感谢主,如果我们有一些,
we thank the Lord that we may have a portion of that.
但如果我们里面只是这么多的,
but if we only have a small portion of it, then we need to expedite the process for us to learn, so for us to gain more.
时间的关系,我没法子就 教教教宗落去，所以我哋都未人去，未人讲到五饼二鱼。
So because of time constraint, we haven't actually even gotten to the main miracle, which is to talk about the dispensing of the five loaves and the two fish.
但无论如何，盼望呢一点要种喺弟兄姊妹嘅心。
But I hope that this particular point will remain with brothers and sisters today.
就系我哋今日要向佢嚟到求一个恩典，让佢嘅生命嘅性格能够活出喺我哋嘅当中。
And that is that we need to ask, make this request of the Lord, that He would grant to us the life, the nature of His life, and grant it to us. Let us pray.
多谢我们的主给我们早上的话。
We thank you, Lord, for the words that you've given to us this morning.
主啊，若果你唔吸引我哋，主啊，我哋就无从嘅识得跟随。
Lord, if you are not the one to capture our hearts, then we would not know how to follow.
但如今主啊，你已经向我哋讲明。
But Lord, you have already spoken clearly.
主啊，要求主俾我哋有一个咁样嘅渴慕嘅心。
So may we have that yearning, a heart that desires.
要得着主自己嘅赞许。
That we would gain, we would please our Lord.
让我哋都活喺你嘅面前，成为主你。
That we would all live a life before you to please you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.